Coach Destry circling. Coach, unbelievable turnaround there, down 12 points to come back. What does that say about this group and just their commitment to continue to pursue the game no matter what the score is?
It's just that possession-by-possession mentality. We preach it. We live it. All aspects of life. You got to just stay in the moment. Bad things are going to happen. They're going to go on runs. We're going to get cold from the field. Couple bad tests in a row. You got to just stay the course, whatever it is in life. And we did it a few times this year where we were down 12, 15 points and came back. And just trust your body of work. Proud as heck of these guys. They fight till the end, and just really proud of them. They deserve it.
I'm sure you probably knew you were going to have to make some shots in that second half to come back. You struggled with that in the first half, but Josiah, he knocked a couple ones down. Parker got going late. How big was that to knock some of those outside shots down?
Yeah, I think we were 2 of 16 in the first half, and we just told them a lot of those were pretty solid looks. You got to just stay the course. If you get those same inside-out shots, take them. The good thing is we got a couple paint points too. Got Denny going. Greg had a couple putbacks, and then we get that inside-out three falling. Special group. Really proud of them. I can't say it enough.
What about that last play? So walk me through. You had a minute 20. Did you know you wanted to settle for the final shot? And obviously you got Parker the look, but it's not bad having a guy like Landon inside either, I guess.
Yeah, I've been advocating for the shot clock since I took over coaching, and we took advantage of not having a shot clock there and got some boo birds, but that's what competition's about. And we wanted the last shot. Called the timeout at 24 seconds. We wanted to try to get an inside look on our elbows, and they covered up the bigs, got it out, and Parker just a tish deep, almost made it, and we told him, shot goes up, go rebound, and Denny was right spot, right time. Couldn't happen to a better guy.
I know, great win for you guys at the same time, though, on the other side. Obviously, heartbreak. That's a great team over there. Took a lot for you guys to beat them. Pretty much everything you had.
Absolutely, and, we've been battling these guys for a few years, and a lot of respect for Christian and his program. He's really built that thing. And then, those seniors, it's a heck of a senior group. And Tyson Mortimer, his dad used to coach at Warren, coached against me, and you feel bad for that. You've been in that position more times than not, right? Season's in, only one team ends it the way you want it to. And I told Tyson, I got a 7-year-old son, and if my coach's son turns out like Tyson Mortimer, I'm pretty damn proud of him. I'll be proud of him no matter what, but I know Coach Mortimer's extremely proud of Tyson. I know Warren Nation just extremely proud of that team. That's a heck of a good ball club, and that's the sad part of it, is the team has to lose, and especially when it's such a great up-and-down battle. You just want it to go all night, but at the end, we are glad that we're moving on, and doesn't get any easier now.
Well, I was going to say, last question, where does this one rank as far as wins in your career as a coach? You went to the state tournament last year, but you don't win a lot of games the way you did tonight.
No, in buzzer beater, you can't beat that. And, we shocked some people last year, and we had the target on our back this year, and our goal is to get to the section championship and find a way to grind out a win and get back to the state tournament. And not many people think we could, and here we are, 26-4, and set up for a chance to get us back to the state tournament. So this one ranks up there. Really proud of them.
Well, congratulations. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks, man.
All righty, Chris, back up to you. I'll see if I can work on getting either Landon here or when they come back out. But I'll send it to you for now.